Well, as I say, a man who can't make his own Cheez-Its, why, he ain't really a man, is he?
Those are my favorite snack crackers.
And yet, you are forced to purchase them.
I am not, Stein, because last week you promised us that you were going to make
a giant Cheez-It the size of an LP album cover.
And you also shared that you got that recipe online, so I made them too.
You didn't.
I did.
The Stella Parks recipe that I used?
Absolutely. Tell me about your giant Cheez-It.
Well, I made two batches. One pan I made, I actually cut them up to regular size Cheez-Its, and then the second half of the batch, I rolled out to a big Cheez-It. It wasn't as big as an LP album cover because I don't have a cookie sheet that big, but it came out fine. It was still a little bit chewy, I think because it was so huge. So after it cooled, I put it back in the oven on a rack at very low temperature for about an hour, and when it came out again, it didn't overcook, but it did crisp up quite a bit. I think that these Cheez-Its are even better than the ones you buy in the store. Plus, extra fun bonus, DeGroot and I poking the little holes in the middle of little regular-sized Cheez-Its.
Okay. So you would think, how would you go about making Cheez-It?
Turns out it's really not that complicated. Just a regular dough, flour, salt, sugar, baking powder, no butter, heavy cream instead, and shredded cheese. Now, here's the thing. You need to use a microplane grater to get that cheese really, really finely shredded. So what I'm going to recommend is what I did, which was to freeze that block of cheese. I used Tillamook medium cheddar, and it makes it a lot easier to grate on a microplane. And then you just knead it all up together. That's it. Roll it out, and then make a giant Cheez-It with it if you want, or use a fluted pastry roller, as I did, and a straight edge, and cut it up into one-inch squares. Brush some egg wash on it, spread coarse salt, and into the oven it goes.
It says 24 minutes, and we all know we have different ovens, and the temperature is going to be different in everybody's oven. But mine took only about 18, 19 minutes.
That was about the same for me, and she points out you want to keep a very close eye on these because the difference between perfect and burned can be just a matter of seconds.
You can certainly use a variety of cheeses, and Manchego is another suggestion, but she said definitely to use a sharp cheese, and I use the Tillamook Extra Sharp. But I think I might cheat next time and use the grating element on my Cuisinart and see what happens.
Well, Stella Parks warns that if you try that, you'll have a big gooey mess. But by all means, go ahead.
And I also, because you know how I am about this, I made two half sheet pans, and one half of them I made it the regular way, using a chopstick to make the little hole in the middle. And the other one I made, not giant ones, but the bigger ones, kind of like a saltine size cracker.
Ooh, giant one was kind of a goof, but I think that saltine size probably optimal.
And I took some Slap Ya Mama Cajun seasoning and put that over the top, gilding the lily again.
You just can't help yourself. What other changes did you make?
You take an egg wash to get that gloss and get the salt to stick to the top of it.
Yeah.
Next time I do this, I would put the egg wash on before I use the pastry cutter to cut it into little bite-sized pieces.
Everything will get all gooey when you run the wheel through it.
I just as soon rinse it off in between. It would just make for a more even gloss. I'll send you pictures.
Nance and I will have pictures of both of our Cheez-It adventures on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org, and I'll also put in a link to Stella Parks' recipe. If you like Cheez-Its, and who doesn't, you might want to give this one a try. With KNKX Lily Gilder,
Nancy Leeson, he's Dick,
Cheesy and Proud,
Stein.